السلام عليكم.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. ثم أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وابتغ فيما آتاك الله الدار الآخرة ولا تنس نصيبك من الدنيا وأحسن كما أحسن الله إليك ولا أحسن الله إليك ولا تبغي الفساد في الأرض إن الله لا يحب المفسدين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي آمين يا رب العالمين. So the bit of advice that the community gives to Harun, I'm just going to continue a little bit about that. The first thing once again was لا تفرح إن الله لا يحب الفريحين. We've discussed that already. The second thing was وابتغي فيما أتاك الله الدار الآخرة, was the second thing. The third thing is ولا تنسى نصيبك من الدنيا. ولا تنسى, what does that mean guys? ولا تنسى, don't forget. نصيبك, نصيب is your portion. Good fortune also. Good fortune in Arabic is also called nasib. Nasib is also a fork in the road or a rock in the road that helps you get to the right direction, like a good marking. So somebody considers it their good fortune that they found this marking, that they didn't get lost. And from it the word got coined as good fortune. Okay? The word nasib also in Quran is used for a portion that is, you're meant to have it. The portion you were meant to have. So you don't feel bad about what you were meant to have, or somehow that you're a materialist if good fortune came your way. So the advice this community is giving him is, on the one hand, you should be giving more and you should be using your success to serve deen more, but that does not mean that you just completely think of your wealth as a curse and you can't hold on to any of it, or you can't enjoy your life, or you know, do anything else in your life with it. Because you know what happens in the Muslim mindset, either you become, oh, you know, I've already done my part, or you become, I haven't nearly done enough. And we, you know, of course, we love to give the example of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, who gave all of his wealth, and Umar al-Khattab, who gave half his wealth. And you know, and those examples are there. They're incredible role models for us. But that's not the norm. Those are the exceptions. And may Allah make us reach that state. But that there were thousands of other Sahaba who gave too. And we hear about the stories of Umar radiallahu anhu and the stories of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. They saw them. They saw them. But they knew that that's not expected of all Muslims. And we don't take anything away from those Sahaba either, radiallahu anhum wa radu anhu. Right? So it's not like everybody should be, you know, put in the position, until I'm doing that, I'm worth nothing. It's not like that. So the expectation from him is to take care of his worldly responsibilities too. Nasib, you can understand it in two ways. Your worldly responsibilities, which you can include in that family, parents, other things, in addition to the cause of Allah. That's also part of your responsibilities from the dunya. Your own health, your own, you know, time management, your own friends and things like that. Because what happens to some people, when they think of serving deen, that means I can't have time for my family, that's dunya. Or if I have to serve deen, then I can't have time for friends, or I can't sit and relax, I just have to serve Allah's deen. How can I become a person of dunya? That's actually not, the advice in this passage is so powerful. And it's, Allah deems this advice so balanced that he, you know, recorded it, made it a permanent part of his book. لا تنسى نصيبك من الدنيا. Don't forget your portion in dunya. It's not like serving your deen means you will compromise time and value and, you know, due consideration to the wife, to the parents, to the children, to the community, other aspects of your life. And then, in maintaining and balancing all of those things, which is probably one of the hardest things any of us will ever have to do in our life, is find balance. Right, balancing, like right now you guys are in your studies, so balancing time between studies, maybe work, you know, family time, sleep, entertainment, time with friends, you know, when am I going to eat, when am I going to sleep? All of these things have to be balanced in your day. And as you become more and more busy, and of course the one he's being talked to is a busy businessman, he's got a lot on his plate, balancing all of these things are a challenge. But the more you are in that position, the more you have to excel. You have to be the role model of balance in these things. What happens to most people when they excel in their career? Their career takes the front seat, everything else takes a back seat, right? So there's an imbalance. The same thing happens with youth when they get involved with religious work. The MSA takes the front seat, their classes take a back seat, their studies take, everything else takes a back seat. You just go into one thing, and you drop everything else. The passage is also this, وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. Right after, وَابْتَغِي فِيمَا أَتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ. The point of it is, balance both of these things. And then, وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ. And excel. The word ihsan, this is the next bit of advice. I'll be very quick about this one. Excel the way Allah excelled towards you. Do good just like Allah has done good directed at you. Allah has been good to you. Allah has been good to you. And you in turn need to be good yourself. Now ihsan is two things. Ihsan has an Arabic meaning. And then ihsan has a meaning that the Prophet ﷺ gave it. Right? Al-ihsan, أن تعبد الله كأنك تراه فإن لم تكن تراه فإنه يراك. That's the definition of ihsan that the Prophet gave ﷺ to the word. But then the Arabic language also has أحسن إلى فلان, to be good to somebody. To do good to somebody. Both of those meanings implied here. On the one hand, excel. Be the absolute best that you can be. Because a person in prominence is a person that everybody's eyes are on, so they have to hold themselves to a higher standard. Because whether they like it or not, they set the tone for so many other people. Other people follow theirs, follow suit, whether they want them to or not, because they're in a prominent position. People dress like musicians, don't they? They buy clothes like actors. They do their hair like, you know, pop artists. You know, people wear jerseys of sports athletes. People follow people of prominence, whether they want them to or not. It's just, it happens. So they have to be, in Islam, they have to be models of balance and excellence. On the one hand, and two, they have to be doing good to others. Allah has been good to them, they better be good to others. And Allah didn't even specify an object here, just be good. أحسن إلى فلان إلى من لم يقل أحسن كما أحسن الله إليك. Be good to Allah, be good to others, because you, a lot of eyes are on you, and Allah is watching what you do with the goodness Allah has given to you. So with that, I'll stop. Barakallahu li wa lakum fil Qur'an al-Hakim, wa nafa'ani wa iyyakum bil ayat wa dhikr al-Hakim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.